Are you a glass half full or a glass half empty person? Do you always try to find the positives? Or are you positive that the worst thing that possibly could happen will? I like to think of myself as a glass half full person. And while the Beavers play the last couple of weekends of 2018, they have left you frustrated. Let's look back at some of the positives from 2018. Of course, you can start opening night with a 2-1 win against North Dakota, and then the next night to tie at North Dakota, making it the first series win over the Fighting Hawks since long before they were the Fighting Sioux. Then there was that 4-game winning streak at Northern Michigan, at Anchorage, and the Friday night against Merrimack. How about playing Minnesota State, consensus number one team in the conference, to a 3-2 loss on Friday? The Beavers thought they should have won the game, and a 4-2 win on Saturday. I would be remiss if we didn't focus on some of the negatives as well, but some of the negatives could actually turn out to be a positive. Beavers in the first half decimated by injuries. They've had to play and had to rely on a bunch of freshmen. Freshmen do make mistakes. Coach Sertori has always said that after the new year, freshmen are no longer freshmen. The Beavers' Dan Billett says it's time for everyone to start pulling their own weight. And it would certainly help if everyone is pulling in the same direction.
You got to try your best to be as consistent as you can. And that starts with every player doing their own job. And every guy's got to be consistent in the way he plays and doing his job. And then from there, you can build that into coming together as a team, winning hockey games different ways, everybody picking up somebody else's slack. I mean, not everybody's going to be perfect every night, but the closer we can get to every single guy on the ice pulling in the same direction towards the ultimate goal, the better off we'll be.
Two non-conference games of the regular season are two important ones, heading to Bowling Green in less than a week. Sure, Tom and Frank get to coach against each other again. We certainly hope that Matt will be able to play this weekend. But this game and this weekend is about more than just the Sertorians. It's getting the Beavers to turn the page and not settling for a glass half full or half empty. Here's to a completely full glass. New Year's weekend at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. Our pregame show is next, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.